Green light. We seriously need a green light. So I'm up to declare the meeting open at 5:30. And the Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders, both past, present and emerging. Record of attendance is we are all in attendance with an absentee of Councillor Mata. Response to previous public questions taken on notice, there's nothing. Public question time. We have Mr. Hoskett in the gallery.
No question.
No question, thank you. Applications for leave of absence. Do we have anyone needing a leave of absence for the August meeting? 27th of August, Councillor Hill.
Councillor Bill Davis.
August. Does someone like to move that one, please? Councillor Hill, thank you. And seconded by and then there's six of us, so we'll pass that at six. No one else replying, August. Confirmation of previous meeting minutes. Is the minutes of the council meeting for the ordinary council meeting in June? I've just signed off, so I'm happy to move those. If someone could please second. And we'll pass that at six. Announcements by the presiding person without discussion. Just to remind people that we are being audio recorded and any council decisions are not to be acted upon until they've been advised by the correct staff members. Also would like to pass on, and we have noted, our congratulations to Councillor Gary Cosgrove from Mininew and Mr. Tim Anderson of Perinjury, who were awarded an Eminent Services Medal at the Walgreen local government awards recently. Trish has a list up there of the other meetings that we attended during the month of June. Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. Item 10.1, it's Freedom of Information Statement for 24 and 25. It is that the council endorsed the Shire of Three Springs for Freedom of Information Statement for the financial year 31st of July to 30th of June, and forward a copy to the Office of Information, the Office of the Information Commissioner. Can I have someone move that presentation, please? The Councillor Collison, thanks. And seconded, Councillor Emma, thank you. No, statutory requirement, done. And we will pass that, we'll notice that at 6. Item 10.2 is the ordinary council meeting dates for your 2026. It is Officer's recommendation that council endorse the following dates for ordinary council meetings for 2026 commencing at 5:30 p.m. With no council meeting being held in January, but it will be the third Wednesday of the month except for December, which is the second Wednesday of the month. By committee calendars. Fourth Wednesday of the month. We move from the 3rd to the 4th. Except for December, which is the 2nd. Can I have someone move in these? Councillor Mills, thank you. Councillor Hill, thank you. And we'll pass that motion at 6:20. Item 10.3, Chief Executive Officer Recruitment, Establishment of Selection Panel, Appointment of Independent Panel Members, and Term of Reference for the CEO Recruitment Selection Panel. If you have an interest in this item, please leave the room. Noted that Chris East left the room at 5:35. The officer in recommendation that council establish the Chief Executive Officer Recruitment Selection Panel. Appoint the following elected members to the selection panel: Councillor Eva, Councillor Connerton, Councillor Enor, and Councillor Mills. Authorise the appointment of Caroline Robinson as the independent panel member to the CEO Recruitment Selection Panel. Authorise, endorse Lydia Highfield as the recruitment specialist, and she will be the independent facilitator, and authorise the terms of reference to the CEO Recruitment Selection Panel. Someone anyone who moved that? Thank you, Councillor Bieber. Thank you, Councillor Hill. Seconding. Councillor Hill, speak the motion.
Just wanted to say to... I spoke to the people whose terms are coming up about whether they needed to be involved. But obviously the four people on the panel are the four people whose terms aren't coming up. And so there'll be no crossover because the process will go over the next election. So that's why the lucky four of us are there.
The lucky four. Still, we'll come back to council for endorsing the four of you. Can I have a show of hands to pass that motion, please? And six, thank you. Thank you, I'm sorry, I stumbled on that. Item 10.4 is the Midwest Grain Freight Stack. What? Sorry, oh yeah, we've got to bring Chris back. Sorry, thank you. Returned at 5:37.
Phase 3 is balanced now. That's almost 2.5 months of job in 3 sprints per injury road, from SLK 18 to SLK 24. So it's going to be a detour where we have sealed road instead of gravel road. We'll be using Nebru Road and Arino South Road to have the detour instead of Stratton and Thomas Road and Book Circle. We also have traffic controllers on 3 sprints near the road on both sides, just one lane closed. I expect the works to finish by December, but I'm pushing for November starting or October end before the harvest starts. We need probably the balance amount to build is $4.6 million. From RDF side. All the claims have been processed and the reimbursement has been received and the payment has been done to the contractor and consultant. They have received all the cost reimbursement from main roads within 10 days, maximum 10 days. So all the documents were in place, everything was good to go from our side. Yeah.
So with a start-up date again at the end of September,
yeah.
And then hoping to be finished by the end,
first of September. So probably we will start the project by mid of August of the meetings, the progress meetings and everything. And we will have 2 weeks notification before we start the project on the roads. And then by September or August end or September first week, the project will start immobilized on three sprints near the road.
Just one. Is there any reason we get outside lines that we haven't had a center line?
Yes.
We don't go to the other one?
Yeah, so to do a center line, we need a lot of traffic management plans and design from consultant, which was not in the scope of works, which was when we did the original design from the consultant side. We did ask for a quote, which came more than $1 million, because they need to include the traffic studies and everything. So based on that, we said we can include that in the next project if we get any budget from Grade 5-2. But that's also, we discussed with the main roads, and they said it's of not of a priority stuff for them, because there are a lot of roads without the center lines. Mm-hmm. But I made a case to them, so they said in the next project grant, we can include that. For center line.
You see a lot more roads with
one center line.
Yes. The issue over here was, if I put center line, I had to decrease the length of the road. Right now, whatever grant we have proposed, we proposed for 47.58 kilometer. That's exact kilometer which we are doing in the project. We do not decrease it. Now, if I put the center line, I can decrease it to maybe 38 or 39 kilometer to get that enough fund. Yeah. Remember, we decreased the traffic controllers to make sure that everything is in plan. So this is the way only we can do the complete 47.58.
So main roads are open to
do that. Yes.
Yes.
In the next grant, we can put that. Yeah.
Have we actually had to use the overdraft that we put in place?
Funds have been moving very, very efficiently.
Excellent.
So all the documents are provided to the main roads, and they're happy with it. And within 7 to 10 days, they release them all. Maybe some of the other shires find it difficult because the documents are not in order, but for us, all the documents are in order.
Seco, this section of road out here will be done by 1st of November, is that planned?
You mean stage 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we start from September 1st. The detour will be opened the detour will start on September 1st, and then probably, I'm trying to finish the project by, say, October or November starting. The retirement level best before the harvest starts.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Probably it may take two months or 2.5 months. That's what I'm expecting. Yeah.
But the detours that are in place are all long sealed roads.
Yes, yeah. All of them. No more gravel roads detour.
Chad was starting harvest out there early, late October. He could still have access to Arrano South Road, Dominion, or Arrano. Is that right? And the new one coming out on Strutton Road can come into town. And,
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thank you for the update. Move seconded. Can we shut your hands to pass that one, please? Item 10.5, which is the Three Springs Aquatic Centre Master Plan 25-35. Officer recommendation is the Council endorse the Three Springs Aquatic Centre Master Plan 25-35 as a guiding document for the future strategic planning and funding of the Three Springs Aquatic Centre, noting that individual projects will be subject to future council approval and budget considerations. I'm happy to move that recommendation. Councillor Eva is seconding it. Now, I just wanted to note that in the document there was a line on the master plan indicative capital cost. It says that the indicative capital cost for the facility redevelopment is estimated based on current budget allocations, industry benchmarks and potential funding sources, but there's no actual costs included in this plan. So the community development officer has told me today that that line will be removed. It was not to be included, so that we will not be affecting any future grant applications if it was viewed with a figure in the plan. So we're leaving it as no figures in the plan. Just a little tie up there. I have not much else to say, but I hope this document isn't just a document that's going to go on the shelf, and we come back to it every budget and in between times to review it and keep on track. There's a little bit of work going into it. Anyone else? Good. pass that motion that we know to send at 6. Item 10.6 is the monthly financial report for the period of 30th of June, and the council accepts the financial monthly financial report for the period ending 30th of June as it is in the attachments. Could I have someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Hingham, thank you. Councillor Hill, thank you. I know you studied it, and I'm happy to move it. Councillor Hingham, all good. Thank you. Well, if there's no dissent on the financials, we will pass the first part at 6-0. Item 10.7 is the accounts for payments. Ending 30th of June. Officer's recommendation is that council accepts the accounts for payments as they are written there. Big payments out this month, $7.6 million. Over half of that would have been the Great Route funding. Can someone move that recommendation, please? Councillor Emma, thank you. Councillor Plantin, thank you. No questions or queries? Passing that at 6 as well. Item 11, motions for previous notice have been given. It's nil. Business of a nature introduced by elected members and staff, both nil. Questions by members without notice or with notice given as nil. Time and date of our next meeting will be the 27th of August. 5:30, no confidential items. I declare the meeting closed at 6. 5:48,